The night of Saturday, 15 April, 1848, a landing near the 7th Street Wharf, Washington City. It was a moonless night, and that was an advantage, for the activity at the wharf was highly illegal. Paul Jennings played a role in the operations that led to this action, and is thought to have been the black man silently observing the scene in the shadows, noticed by ship captain Daniel Drayton. Drayton approached this witness, who told him that he knew what was going on, but that the captain need have no apprehension on his account. Before the night was over, 77 enslaved men, women, and children would board a schooner named Pearl, anchored at the edge of the Potomac River, and stow themselves under the hatch. Before the new day dawned, they would be on their way to freedom in the North. Among the individuals hidden in the hull that Saturday night was Dolly Madison's runaway slave Ellen Stewart, Suki's youngest child. Jennings had likely escorted the 15-year-old girl to the dock, a mile or so south of Pennsylvania Avenue, and watched her board the 54-ton Baycraft schooner. It may well have been Ellen's desperate need for flight that precipitated Jennings' own involvement in the slave escape venture, known by the schooner's name as the Pearl Incident, or Affair. One day, approximately 5 months earlier, Dolly had called Ellen to the parlor of the Lafayette Square House, nominally for an errand, but really to show her to a Georgian, as the colored people call the slave drivers. After Ellen was dismissed, Dolly arranged with the trader to pick up the girl at the pump in the public square, where she would send her, at a prearranged time, under the ruse of fetching water. But Ellen got wind of the maneuver, dashed across Lafayette Square, and escaped into the bustle of the city.